Well, Alex, the Sheffield Tigers game seems doomed at the moment. It's the second time that's been called off.
It does, yeah. I texted all three officials that were supposed to be heading over on Saturday on Friday evening and got that response from them all. You know, they think it's doomed. They're sort of almost thinking it's maybe themselves. So it's scheduled now for the 25th, so hopefully at the end of the month we'll have an upturn in the weather and get it out of the way.
Yes, they sensibly leave a couple of blank Saturdays in the programme for catch-up, really.
Yeah, I think we had three or four this season. The fourth one obviously being Easter weekend, which they try and steer clear of. But there's another date in March. But, I mean, coming through the Christmas period, we thought, blimey, we're not going to use any of them this year. And then all of a sudden, this sort of the last month's really caught us out, and there we are. All three are taken.
Was there any stage in the run-up to the Sheffield Tigers game when you thought it might be on?
We went out I put my boots on Friday afternoon at around 1:30, 2 o'clock, and because we've got the covers on the pitch, they're actually working to help bring the cold out quicker as well. So with the bit of sun we had on the Friday, it was actually playable at kick-off time. But unfortunately, you know, the weather dropped again Friday evening, and then Saturday it just didn't really get up at all. So the call was made late Friday night with an RFU official here to call it off, and that's where we're at.
On to this weekend then, and as we sit here now looking out across your covered pitch, unfortunately the forecast is for more of the same, really.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Monday, Tuesday, it was supposed to be warmer than it actually turned out to be. We still dropped into the minuses, which has put the frost back into that top couple of inches on the pitch. And as you say, it's supposed to stay around -5, -6 over here, and possibly getting slightly warmer Friday, but then sort of plateauing on Saturday as well at low temperatures with the chance of snow, so it's looking doubtful.
Yeah, the chance of snow coming in Friday night, as we understand it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if the snow had come down a bit heavier last weekend and helped to insulate the pitch on what wasn't too hard a surface then there's, you know, there would have been a chance of definitely saying it could go ahead. But I think with it so crisp and clear here and chance of it getting back into that 2-3 inches on top of the pitch, we're going to be in trouble.
And it is wide open as well. We should explain for those who have never been here, it's wide open. If you get a keen wind blowing across here, it's not going to help a great deal.
Yeah, the wind comes across from the Welsh border there and comes straight across us continuously almost. So, you know, air chill factor's got to be taken into account as well.
Let's look on the bright side. You're going to get a mini heat wave between now and the weekend, and the game goes ahead. It's Nuneaton here.
It is Nuneaton here, and of course, with these couple of weeks without competition, we haven't had to do a great deal. You know, there aren't any injuries to consider. We managed to go for a run-up at Bromyard and King's Equestrian last night, so we know the squad. They've been running and just keeping themselves going, so hopefully it won't affect us too greatly. But like you say, we need to get playing again. Personally speaking, as I approach 31, a couple of weeks off for me and everything starts to ache again. It's like a pre-season ache, so it'd be nice to get back to it.
How did that work at King's Equestrian? I mean, it's something very different for the squad, I suppose.
It is, yeah. The surface is good, though. It's sand and fibre, and it stays together pretty well. But just to keep moving, you know, it's so hard to find somewhere of that size. Sports halls around here just aren't quite big enough. We aren't blessed like Loughborough with indoor facilities. So just to have somewhere to stretch the legs and do some rugby-related drills is excellent.
Nuneaton, let's, as I say, assume for a moment, does go ahead. What would you expect from them?
I think they'll come at us. We won narrowly up there earlier in the year. I was absent that day. But all reports are that we played very well. So it'd be nice to get our home record going again. They'll bring a bit of fire and brimstone, but I don't think they've quite got the size in the pack to live with us. And I think with the improvement that our backs have undergone, then we'll still pose them plenty of problems.
Yes, clearly getting that home record going again is important, and this layoff's not helping really. It's kind of rankling within the squad, I guess, a bit.
It is a little bit, yeah. But like I say, we announced the squad a while ago for the fixtures that have been cancelled, and we're going to keep the squad the same just to keep continuity so everybody knows where they're at. So hopefully there's no upset in the camp and we'll just all knuckle down and get a win.
I'm not quite sure when the cut-off point is, but are you still looking in any way to add to the squad, or are you still going to stick with what you've got pretty much?
I think we're going to pretty much stick. I mean, the cut-off is mid-February. I think the paperwork's got to be at Twickenham by the 17th. So we've literally got a week left. But we're happy with what we've got. Like I say, injury status is very good. One or two people like Seb Robinson-Hall, who went out with a knee injury earlier in the season, he's come back to training last night. And Chris Jakes informs me that within a fortnight he'll return to the fold. So, you know, we're in a very, very healthy position.
Final point, way back in the summer when you were in pre-season, there was a lot of talk that the expression second seasonitis has been bandied around by some of the older club members, I remember. Will you firmly put that one to bed, whatever happens over the remaining parts of the season then?
Yeah, I think we got it right. We freshened it up. We brought Andy Williams in. We concentrate more on pre-season and getting up and running and fit, you know, fit for purpose, which we've done with less injuries. And we started well again. And one thing I wanted to do was that home record, as we keep mentioning. And that was right in the first half of the season. So, you know, we've set ourselves up for a top half finish. And again, the goal has got to be top three. So we'll keep going for it.